Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good.
Oh, good, he says. All right. It'd be really nice if... we kind of had our anticipation of spring was with us, but sure seems like winter's kind of hanging on. Today I want to kind of journey back to the Old Testament. I want to look at a little story, a little pericope, just a splice that comes out of several chapters in Genesis about Joseph, right? But before we read that scripture text, how about we just share with our listening audience or just among us each other, who's Joseph?
He's the guy that was sold into Egypt.
Okay, all right.
By his brothers.
By his brothers.
Son of Jacob.
All right, that's important. All right, Jacob. Jacob is the son of?
Esau. Abraham.
Isaac.
Yeah, you're in the right family. All right, remember the God of the Old Testament, the God referred to even in the New Testament. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. All right. So in a sense, Joseph then is the most significant fourth in line, so to speak. All right. God makes a promise to Abraham about the expansion of the generations, the sands of the sea and all seashore and all that kind of stuff. Joseph kind of being the little spoiled little brat, so to speak, among all of his brothers. His brothers kind of have a fit, throw him in a ditch. He gets found. He gets sold. And then he has some hardships for several chapters in Genesis, including prison, interprets the Pharaoh's dream, predicts the famine coming. They start storing for 7 years. And now where we're going to pick up at this point is he's finally going to reveal himself to his brothers who are being sent by their father, Jacob, because they're experiencing the famine. So they've come to Egypt to find relief for their famine. I would say that this is the second act of redemption that we see in God. The first being that God provides clothing in Genesis chapter 3. Here, God provides food to the hungry. Right? Much like our Fish's Lowe's food pantry. Right? So, all right, who would like to read our scripture text? We're going to look at chapter 45, verses 4 through 7. Yeah, that'd be you?
Yep.
All right, you. Go ahead.
Okay, then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come close to me." When they had done so, he said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one who sold into Egypt, and now do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now there has been
famine
in the land, and for the next 5 years there will be no plowing and reaping, but God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a
remnant.
I can't even say that. On earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance."
Very good. Thank you. Thank you. All right, gentlemen, what's your first responses?
Well, I see a lot of forgiveness in there. And Jesus was forgiving as well, even though this was well before that.
Okay, all right.
I think he held a lot of restraint. Like the first time they came and they sent him back, Joseph sent them back to the camp. And I mean, for us, we would have wanted to say right away that, you know, I'm your brother. But he didn't, he waited, you know.
Okay, anything else?
I know, I see that he didn't avoid it, he confronted it. And it says right here, he said, come close to me. He told them, you know, didn't really call him out, but you know, he was scared, but he faced it, and then he forgave him. And I just see the bad situation was turned around and made for the glory of God. It was like a precursor to, yes, to Jesus, to forgave it all later down. It was kind of a model that was set. That's one thing I always appreciate. Like in the Old Testament community, you can see God's Spirit move through the whole Bible. It's kind of the same message, same forgiving in the same way. This one's concurrent, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
I think everything had to run its course. I think that from him being thrown in the well and sold into slavery and going to prison, being accused of rape, and I think everything just had to take its natural course. He couldn't reveal himself to his brothers because it just wasn't that time. I think it was just all a matter of just timing, you know, for everything to just come into fruition, that, you know, it had to just take its course, you know. So I think once it took its course and he was able to say, I am your brother Joseph, you know, this is who I am.
Okay, all right, anybody else?
Yeah, I think the fact that he's standing there and telling them that he, you know, he understands he came through all this hardship, and he's still standing up tall on the other side, even better than he was before, in my mind, probably in his too. He says that to him directly and indirectly at the same time. He says there's already been 2 years of famine in the land. There's going to be 5 more, but if I can do it, so can you. Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Well, if you had to put yourself in the story, are you the brothers? Or are you Joseph?
Brothers. I'm the brothers.
I feel like Joseph.
How so?
I've been through a lot of stuff. You know, I kind of, I won't necessarily say that my brother sold me into slavery, but I kind of sold myself. You know, I was a slave to drugs and a slave to money and everything else, and I'm not anymore. I choose not to be. So now I can tell any one of my brothers, you know, these guys, my real brothers, same thing. Like, they've had pretty good lives, my two brothers, but even if they start going through hard times, I can tell them, look, man, I've been there. I know, man, it'll be fine.
You said you see yourself as one of the other brothers.
Yeah, on the same aspect of what Randy was saying, you know, I mean, I sold myself to the drugs and to the alcohol, and so, I mean, I guess a little bit of both. I mean, you know, in one way I'm the brothers because I sold myself into that. But then one way I'm Joseph because I'm here. You know, that's kind of the way I see it.
Okay.
I see myself as the brothers because all my life people have always tried to follow me. I've led a lot of my younger brothers, literally my younger brothers. I've sold them into the life of sin, or trained them, taught them to live how I live. Whether it be, you know, using drugs, selling drugs, doing whatever, way you treat women, they've always looked to me and I've always misguided them. So the way I sold them, put them out there to perpetuate and continue what I was taught, you know, poison the next generation.
Okay, so what do you think the brothers are experiencing right now when Joseph says, hey, it's me?
Fear, remorse,
guilt,
shame.
Okay.
Probably a little scared.
What do you feel?
All that?
Why?
Embarrassment.
Okay.
Embarrassed what I did to myself, embarrassed, you know, that, you know, for my family. You know, that, you know, what I'm known as on the street. You know, I'm known as, you know, a junkie, you know? And it's, I feel ashamed of that.
I feel a lot of guilt because I've always known better, but I did what I was gonna do anyway. You know, it's one thing not knowing and doing it, completely ignorance, but I've always known. I always ran from it and did wrong anyway. And every step away, knowing that what I was doing was wrong and sticking. There's a lot of guilt, you know.
Okay, so if we can at least identify two, three emotional connections with the brothers who show up in Egypt in front of Joseph. Right? How does Joseph, what avenue of release from that emotional woundedness does Joseph offer?
Fucking forgiveness.
But how does he get to that point?
I go through all that.
All right, we'll come back to that, okay? Look, at all of us, we will all experience some suffering and some pain, and that's usually inflicted by people closest to us. Right? Family members, spouses, right? Parents, bosses, teachers, people in the church. We get hurt, right? So if you are the wounded one, then you're Joseph. Right? So how do you get past the wound, like Joseph did, in order to move towards reconciliation?
You gotta acknowledge that there was some harm done.
All right, you hear Joseph say that, okay, yeah, something happened. I remember what happened. All right, so he's not in denial. All right, so one, you have to confess the fact that something has happened. Then what?
You have to forgive.
You let it go.
If you're going to acknowledge that something happened, you're now left with a choice. Do you want to still play the role of the victim?
You forgive, but you don't. You don't got an excuse of the act that they put victimize you in. I mean, you can forgive them, so you ain't got to, not just for this reason, but I don't want to let the harm my parents have, all the pain they've done me, control my life anymore. So I ain't got to excuse the stuff they did to me, but I can forgive them and work toward that good relationship I'm striving to have someday.
Okay, how? I mean, let's look. We kind of briefly shared the outline of how Joseph landed where he's at, right? His brothers are here. We can kind of relate that those brothers are probably feeling a little guilty. Now, we could also probably relate with him. I mean, you know, kind of abandoned, you know, deserted, gone through all kinds of sufferings through the hand of the Pharaoh and stuff. Now you're in second of command. He has the same choice, doesn't he? Could he not have chosen to wallow?
No.
He could have chosen retaliation. Right? I mean,
that's not how we're supposed to live.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and, of course, our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.